97.1.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. It is really good that you are here with us today because, as always, we have news and information you can use and share with confidence. This is The Real Deal. It's Speak Up every Tuesday. My name is Barbara, and it is my privilege to be your host. Today, Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale is our guest, and we're looking ahead to the upcoming May election, that's next month, reviewing for you how to be registered, what races will be on your ballots, what initiatives, if any, are coming your way. Good stuff, you guys, good information. So Mike, as always, will help you with pertinent information on where you can go online to review what we talk about today. All right, all that right after this. We'll be right back.
Spring has begun to poke its head out from below the ice and snow piles, and we just can't help but embrace the new season. Planting seeds are in stock at Winter Ridge, and we are thrilled to welcome Idaho-grown Snake River Co-op seeds. Our fresh departments at Winter Ridge are brimming with bright and delicious offerings. The grocery and chill departments are dusting off the cobwebs of the winter and making way for some new and exciting arrivals. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
Imagine 7B without Kinnexu Land Trust. No community sled hill, no Pine Street woods, no nature education for our kids, or us. And without our conservation work with local landowners, 7B just wouldn't be 7B. Now picture 7B without Winter Ridge or other businesses backing nonprofits like KLT. Yeah, we don't want to live in that world either. April 14th through 18th, join us and 70 local nonprofits to celebrate what community supporting community really means.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. In April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only $1 sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
Hey everybody, thanks for being with us again today. Say hello and welcome to Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale. He is often a visitor with us because we have elections at least a couple of times a year, it feels like, and sometimes some extra levy stuff going on. So Mike, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
I want to start with the news that apparently statewide 144,000 individuals were taken off our voter roles.
Yes.
First of all, how does that happen, and how many came off for Bonner County?
So how that happens, it's not like a nefarious thing where people are sneaking on. If you don't vote for 4 years, the Secretary of State assumes that you're no longer here or you're no longer interested in voting, and they remove you from the voter rolls. We had 2,800 in Bonner County that were removed because they hadn't voted in 4 years. So that's that.
So these people that came off were registered voters in the sense they were the ones that want to come in. It's like in-person voting, you know, either early in-person or on election day in-person, but not absentee ballot voters. They are treated differently, aren't they?
No.
Oh.
It's if you have voted in a general election in 4 years. So what can happen is somebody registers.
But my absentee ballot registration has to be renewed every year. So
that's a different thing. So Okay. That's it's registration versus a request for a ballot.
Ooh.
So every year you don't re-register. Every year you request an absentee ballot as opposed to not getting an absentee ballot and voting
Got
in person.
It.
But
still
you're still registered.
Right. So I could come in person, obviously. I mean, if I keep voting every year, I just don't get that absentee ballot.
It's a pretty low bar.
Okay.
Once every 4 years.
Yeah, really, indeed.
Right.
A lot could happen in 4 years.
And worst case scenario, you don't vote in 4 years and you get removed and you just apply.
You re-register. All right. Well, thank you for that distinction because I stay registered, but I do almost every year ask for an absentee ballot. All right. What do we have to do or show to be registered in Idaho?
In Idaho, you have to be a U.S. citizen. You have to be 18 years of age on election day. So if you're going to vote in May 20th, and you're 17, but your birthday is on or before May 20th, you can register to vote. You have to be a legal resident of Idaho and the county you're voting in for at least 30 days. Otherwise, if you're a legal resident in Idaho and you've been here less than 30 days, you vote in your prior county. And you can't have a legal disqualification, such as a convicted felon that has not regained their voting rights. But that's basically it. And then you have to show proper registration ID and that type of thing. To register, you have to show an Idaho driver's license, and it has to be a current Idaho driver's license.
With your picture, of course, which is on that Idaho driver's license.
That's right. It can't be another state's driver's license, and it can't be an expired driver's license. You need an Idaho driver's license or an Idaho identification card or an Idaho concealed weapons permit.
With your correct current address.
Yes. If, not necessarily, if you haven't a valid Idaho driver's license and you've recently moved, you have to then show documents of where you live, and it could be a phone bill. There's documents for that. It'd be a proof of insurance. It's
for that correct
for
address,
the new address,
the new
right
address.
So you have with your driver's license, you have a lock on your face and a lock on your name. Now we just have to prove where you live so you vote in the right precinct and you vote on the right issues. And you do that by showing, you can show proof of insurance, proof of, you know, your mortgage statement, your bank statement, your property tax bill, and we have a list on our website.
Okay, excellent. And give us that website because we're going to go to that a couple of times during the program.
It's elections@bonnercountyid.gov.
elections@bonnercountyid.gov.
Yes.
All right. There's so much information there, ladies and gentlemen. You really want to go there. It's so good. All right. So one of the things I think is important, talk to our audience about the executive order that Governor Brad Little signed about only citizens, only U.S. citizens. You said it, but he signed an additional executive order about illegals are specifically prohibited.
So it's always been on our books. It was the only difference is they try to clarify an ambiguity. And it always said that, you know, U.S. citizens vote, but it didn't say that non-U.S. citizens don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a matter of trying to just clean up the paperwork to make sure that that effect happened.
Yeah, and that it's clear to everyone.
Right.
I was also reading that apparently we are the first state to make this clarification through, in this case, a governor's executive order.
That could be.
Yeah, I read it, so I didn't totally fact check it, but you know, it sounds good to me. But at least we're one of the first. We could at least say that. All right, so nobody can vote unless they're registered.
Yes.
So that's step one. Mm-hmm. You have to be registered, and we've talked about that.
And on that note, let me interrupt you. If you're not registered and you're going to register and you think you have the right identification, the right proof of residence, register beforehand so that you don't drive to your precinct on election day and get turned away because they can't register. We don't have any discretion in accepting something outside the statutory rules that were given by the Secretary of State. We can only use those forms of identification and proof of residence that is outlined in the form given to us by the Secretary of State. We can't go outside that.
Another thought I just had is, so someone has an ID, a current driver's license from another state? No. That's not going to work. It's got to be Idaho.
Yes.
If it's got the wrong address, even your passport won't help because your passport might not have your current address.
Right. Your passport works for you, but what you have to do then is have something with your current address, like I said, the bank statement, your property tax,
so
your
mortgage. So the passport instead of the driver's license.
In no case can you use your phone bill. That is right out.
The
because
phone.
We pay phone bills for our kids, for everybody, and so that's not...
Oh, yeah.
Really affixed
those
to a
phones
property.
Are registered. Weird, I mean, other what are they called?
Places.
Other area codes. That's what I was going for. Okay, so we've covered regular registration, in person early. What are the deadlines for early voting or in-person voting and absentee registration to get your ballot for May 20th absentee? What are the deadlines?
So you can request your absentee ballot now. In fact, a lot of people have. And you can request that all the way up until May 9th. So we actually mail out the first tranche of absentee ballots this Thursday. And so those will be coming to the people that have requested. Early voting begins on May 5th, and that is where you come to the county office elections and vote in person. And it's just like election day.
Yeah.
So that'll be May 5th through the Friday before the election.
Okay. So May 5th through the Friday before
the
Tuesday election, if you want to vote.
Through the 16th, right.
Otherwise, you are coming in on election day.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So until May 9th, we have to request absentee. And I know what you're going to say, but warn our audience again. You know, snail mail is a part of this deal for that absentee ballot, and you can get caught late.
Let me tell you a story on that. We recently got an absentee ballot back in the mail from, I think it was 2022. And so, and it's not, normally our mail service does actually a phenomenal job. They do a really good job. I know it's sort of cool to talk bad about them, but for us, they do a really, really good job.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you get something like that, and it's just crazy, crazy late. So what I tell people is if you know how you want to vote, then fill it out and get it in right away. You can even drop it off in our county building. We have a locked drop box that you can drop it in inside the foyer. It's bolted to the ground, and we clear it out every night. Or mail it early, but do it early. Now, as you do, Barbara, if you don't know until the very end, wait until you know, but then do it.
Yes.
Don't wait longer than you need to.
Right. And deliver in person. If there's any question, like it's like you're getting, you know, what's that deadline for turning in our absentee ballots?
8 o'clock on election day.
8 p.m. on election day. It's just like an election day ballot.
That's right.
Early. It's and just you've got
it. We have had people turn them in after 8 p.m. If it's 8:01 p.m. by our phone, they will never be opened.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's like you asked me before we went on the air, where do I vote? Where's my polling place? I do absentee ballots.
And I'm glad you're such a proponent of absentee ballots.
I am a proponent of absentee. I'm just not a proponent of early voting or early absentees until you've got all of the information. So my polling place is actually my office.
Perfect.
With a cup of coffee.
Perfect.
Until, you know, when I know what I want to do.
Pressure.
So no pressure at all. It's all easy breezy. Okay, so let's repeat that. Election, singular, BonnerCountyID.gov. Did I get that right?
Yes, elections at BonnerCountyID.gov.
Elections, plural. Though really, if you Google that, they probably forgive you, and it would pop up
if you
correctly.
Get to any Bonner County website, if you get to the front page, you'll find us. You
just, elections.
Some menu, some, you'll get to us.
Yeah.
It's not the biggest thing on the – it's actually Bonner County, but we're one of them. You can find us several different menu ways.
I have said this before. I'll say it again. I think the Bonner County website, and including the state website for absentee registration at the state site where that is – where absentee registration happens, are really great to navigate. They're easy, they're intuitive, they're not confusing, they are excellent. Let's remind our listeners of that state site. If they are thinking, boy, I think I want to register absentee, where do I go to do that? There's a link at your site?
Yeah, well, actually, so it's voteidaho.gov, but you can, from our website, you can get anywhere you need to go.
Okay, it'll link you to the absentee voting site, which is at the state level.
Right.
Okay, excellent. So next on my list is polling places. You mentioned that you can help people, first of all, online, they can enter in and find their polling place, but you have some information on polling places also.
Well, we'll start with where you started, and that is on our website, elections at BonnerCountyID.gov, you can, at the bottom, there is a square that says, where do I vote? Mm-hmm. And you can click there, you'll type in your address, and it'll tell you exactly where you vote.
How slick is that?
That's pretty slick.
It is very slick, and it's very helpful, and some people may forget from time to time, you know, where that polling place actually is, so this is a good way to do it. So have any of our polling places changed? People are going to be going to a new site?
They have not, but we have three polling places that will not have anything on the ballot.
Ooh.
And so nobody, those will be closed. Clark Fork has nothing. Hope has nothing, and Humbert has nothing. So those are completely closed. They won't be open on election
day. Because
there's
nothing, there's no ballot.
Any segments, you know, section of that voting group to vote on.
Those guys are just set.
They're set.
They are good.
They are good.
Well, so why do I not get to vote? I mean, how about Sandpoint?
We don't know where you live. We don't know where you live. And so we don't know what precinct. Oh, we do know where.
Yeah.
Because the Sandpoint fire, there's no question that overlaps where you live personally. So because your polling place may have a ballot somewhere else, polling places are these zones that cover different tranches of different taxing districts. And you just happen to fall into a spot in your precinct that doesn't have anything on the question.
I'm feeling a little disenfranchised here. Like everybody's going to get to vote but me. Is it just
you'll get to vote in
me
November.
And my neighbors?
You'll get to vote in November.
Don't get to vote. Okay, you have used a word twice. I thought you made a mistake the first time, but then you repeat. He did that word. And I'm like, what in the heck is that word? You use the word tranches. What in the heck is a tranche?
A tranche is a sliver or a layer. Maybe it's normally a financial term. But what I mean is it's a segment. It's a segment of your precinct. One, there may be a group that has a sewer and water district, and then that overlaps with a library district, and that overlaps with, you know, some other district, and you don't know which concentric circle you're in. There are different combinations of taxing districts depending upon
so
where you live.
So my tranche is not voting.
Sorry about that.
I'm in the wrong tranche. So there's nothing with the hospital district for me, nothing with library, nothing for levies. We have a permanent levy on Lake Pendere School District, and my fire district isn't doing anything. They probably
That's
have
correct.
A permanent levy,
But
too.
This isn't all about you, Barbara.
I know
it
isn't.
About everybody else.
What? I think it is all about me. I ordered my absentee ballot. What are you going to send me? Obviously, you're going to send me a blank page.
There's nothing. We won't actually send you anything.
You actually won't send me anything.
Many people. Actually, we have 25,000 voters-ish that 25,483 voters that do have something on the ballot.
Well,
so we're going to, out of the 33,000 registered voters, we have 25,483 that have something to vote on.
I like it. Well, they are the ones that are going to carry the load this time on making good, good decisions. Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We have a lot more information coming your way and a few laughs. We'll be right back.
Around here, we take care of our own, help out our neighbors, work hard, and pitch in where we're needed. That's small town living. But small town living doesn't have to mean sacrificing access to quality health care. At Kiniksu Community Health, our qualified care teams provide excellent medical, dental, pediatric, and behavioral health care for the residents of North Idaho. Kiniksu Community Health, building a healthier community with award-winning care and small-town warmth. Learn more at kchni.org.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Hey, I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Hello, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'd like to underline the word glass in our business title. A lot of folks, after entering our showroom with all its beautiful displays, are surprised to hear that we also have a 4,000-square-foot shop in the rear of our store. Outside of auto glass, we are a full-service glass outlet. The list is long of all the products and services we can offer to the homeowner or builder. We're talking custom mirror and shower glass, interior and exterior glass railing, skylights and deck cover systems, and even simple picture frame glass and ceramic stove glass. And how about those foggy insulated glass panels blocking a clear view out of your home? You will be pleased to learn how easy it is for us to make those windows and patio doors look brand new. I also need to mention that at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we're fortunate to have some of our area's most experienced installation and service teams on hand to help make sure that your glass, window, or door project turns out just the way you want it. Building your trust since 2007, it's time to head to Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
Everybody, welcome back. And we're talking today with Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale. He has lots of good information for us and actually a lot of detailed information on dates and how to get registered and what you need to register and keep your registration valid. So if we have moved fast over some of this, you can go to electionsbonnercountyid.gov and you can just get all the information you need and more that we can even get to on this. It's a great website and it will answer a lot of your questions. If not, people can call your office.
Absolutely.
You have a great staff. If they just are still a little confused about what is applying to them, they can call, right?
That number is 255-3631.
All right, let's dig into the fire district levies. We have three fire districts.
Four districts, yep.
Who are the four?
So we have Northside Fire.
Yeah.
Westside Fire.
Yeah.
Sagal.
Yeah.
And Spirit Valley.
Spirit Valley,
yes.
That's not on my list.
That's in the Blanchard area.
Who do they report to? Do they report to Selkirk?
No, they're their own fire district. We have a tranche of them, and then Kootenai County.
Over
no, so we have, so part of them is in Bonner County, part of them is in Kootenai County.
That's why I don't have them on my list. But all right, let's take a look at them. Okay, so let's start with Northside. What is going to be on the ballot, and for who for Northside Fire District?
So for Northside, you have a chance of voting. I think it's almost everybody in the airport, Baldy, Beach, Colburn, Grouse Creek, Kootenai, Odin, and Selly precincts. And you're going to be voting on a levy and an increase of $1,245, or $1,245,812, bringing the total levy up to $1.898 million.
So, say that again. What's the current budget? Is 1.8?
The current budget right now is $653,000. And change.
Okay.
And they're going to bring that up to $1,898,000 and change.
Well, that's a hefty increase from, what'd you say, 600,000 plus a new 1.2 million to 1.8 million in round numbers, right?
Right.
Okay. And before we go on with the other districts and the additional information on Northside, I want to let my listeners know that next week, just so you can plan ahead, next week I'm actually talking with Craig Nelson with the Sheriff's Department Block Watch Program. And so that's because as spring and summer and, you know, summer residents move in and tourists come in, our crime rates actually go up a little bit. So this is a great time for you to consider a block watch program with the Sheriff's Department, or to organize again and contact again your block watch people. And then the following week, which is going to be Tuesday, April 22nd, Jeff Armstrong, who is like the overseer at Selkirk Fire and Rescue, he oversees his team, the North Side, the West Side, and Sago Fire Districts. So he's going to be here on the 22nd of April to talk to us in detail about what, like, example in Northside, what they're going to do with $1.2 million. That's a lot of money. However, there are plans and reasons why they're asking for that. So just for me, personally, for me, I don't get to vote on this, but if I were voting on this, I would wait to listen to what Jeff Armstrong has to say, or go to your community meetings where they're giving you this information. Don't make up your mind, please. This is just my personal advice. Don't just knee-jerk say, okay, I'm not going to vote for new taxes, until you find out what the purpose is and what the reason is. So Jeff Armstrong, coming up April 22nd, he's going to talk about in detail these fire district levies. Okay.
Jeff is very sharp and very articulate. He can really clear up issues for you.
Yeah. And the other thing I think that's really good that people may or may not know is to remind them that as part of the oversight and the overseeing of Selkirk Fire and Rescue, he cannot lobby. Yes, he can only give us information, but he is full of really good information to help us make good decisions. So you want to tune in for that. All right. So Northside, what else do we need to know about Northside? We've got the polling places.
The polling places, right, that I read. I can read them again. But Northside, that's it. So you're going to be voting on a tax increase to bring it to $1.898 million.
Okay. What about Westside? What's going on with Westside Fire District?
So Westside, and that's a permanent levy, by the way, on Northside. On Westside, it's also a permanent.
Say that again.
It's
permanent.
It's a permanent levy. What they're trying. Okay. So they talk about in the ballot language what they're trying to accomplish with this. And they've narrowed it. They've been very concise on that.
Yes, excellent. All right.
Westside is doing the same thing.
Also a permanent levy.
Right. They're bringing it up to $1,387,000. That is from $577,000. So they're bringing that up to $1,003,000. That's about an $800,000 increase.
Okay. And what are the polling places? Who are the people that are going to help decide this important decision?
So the possibilities will be, and again, not everybody in these precincts may be able to vote, but these precincts will all be active. Airport, Baldy, Dover, Laclede, Washington, and Renco.
Okay. And then the last district, well, not the last one, the one we're going to look at next is Sagal Fire District.
Right. Sagal, Sagal is moving their levy up to 2,623,000. It's currently 1.8 million, 1.873 million. And they're increasing it by 750,000.
So I was going to say just about a little under 800,000. That's the smallest increase. Is this also a permanent levy that Sagal is running?
It's a permanent levy. All three of our local, by our, I mean North Bonner County.
Exactly.
Not Spirit Valley, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Spirit Valley, what can we say about Spirit Valley for, I mean, there, how many people are actually get to vote on Spirit Valley? It's not a big group of people, Bonner County. Mm.
So Spirit Valley is down south. It's Clagstone, Edgemere, Old Town, and Spirit Valley precincts. Okay. Right. And so they are doing a temporary increase. So this will be a 2-year increase, and they're increasing it by 477,000.
All right. Before we move away from the fire district levies and, you know, who, you know, these different areas of which, you know, you may be kind of close to that area, but you don't get to vote. I think that people need to understand how they can get a sample ballot ahead of time for themselves that applies to them, and they can therefore say, oh, I do get to vote for North Side or West Side or Sagal, right. And I need to research that. So when will sample ballots be available?
The physical sample ballots are available right now. The Secretary of State is working with all the counties and having them show up on their website. That'll be available hopefully next week sometime. So if you can't come in, just wait till next week, and you'll be able to see hopefully your sample ballot for exactly where you live.
So the sample ballot's actually available. You have to go into the county office and get it.
Right.
So next week,
you can get it online.
It'll be online.
Right.
Not really sure what day, but call in.
As soon as the Secretary of State's office puts them
releases
up,
it,
then they will be good to go.
Right. All right. So if I came in for my physical sample ballot, what would I be getting?
A single sheet of paper.
I'm going to be getting a blank
You'll
sheet
get
of
nothing.
Paper.
That's right.
I get
You'll
nothing.
Get nothing, Barbara.
I just, you know, I am so stunned. When does this, has this happened to other people or just me?
Just you.
All right. So we have other taxing districts. Like, we do not have any library taxing district information because they're not running anything. Hospital district. There are three other.
Actually, let me stop you right there. So there could have been many other things on the ballot. We have taxing district people. They're board members.
Yeah. But nobody's running.
Well, there's some people running, but just enough to fill the slots. So then by law, by Idaho statute, we shall not hold that election. So if there's two seats open and you have two people file.
No matter who they are.
No matter who they are. I mean, they have to be in the right.
Who writes this
the
stuff?
The right zone, our legislature.
I mean, anybody could run. It's just like.
We follow. We have
know,
to
my
follow.
Neighbor's dog could run.
No, you have to be a
what?
Registered voter. Have to, and dogs can't do that.
Yeah, but
anyway, so
they have to be opposed to lose.
So you have to have more people running than seats to be able to have an election, and there that didn't happen anywhere in Bonner County. So there are no elections for board members.
Nobody's opposing
That's
anybody.
Right.
We're all getting along. Well, I like that. So there are open seats on the library board, but because nobody is opposing. Whoever they
That's
are.
Correct.
So we'll find out. When will we find out who our library board people are?
Late
like
the night
November.
Of May 20th.
Oh,
no.
May 20th.
Yeah.
It'll happen on May 20th.
Right.
Okay. And the hospital district, same thing. Nobody's running opposed. I actually know somebody who is running, but more like appointed and running with nobody opposing.
We have some.
Got
other,
it.
We have. A big levy, an important levy, I should say. I'm not for or against it, but I know it's of consequence, and that is West Bonner County School District has a levy coming up as well.
Tell our audience about that, what the amount is, and do you have the purpose on that?
I do. I can read it sort of quickly, but it's long. So the actual levy, the levy amount is $2,353,000 and change, and it's for... I'm just going to read fast here, so hang on.
Sure.
Student enrichment activities, including art, music programs, co and extracurriculars, school classroom resources, including classroom supplies, curriculum, learning materials, staff training, additional student classes, including advanced placement, electives, career, technical education. There's a contingency fund, a fund for teachers and support staff, school operating expenses, including utility, maintenance, custodial, ground transportation, one school bus, school health services, including school nurses, mental health support, and that's about it.
Okay, so everything that we would think they would need and that they do need, and I know that there are tons of people that are following this because I think the last levy was defeated, and I know that the good people in West Bonner County School District are very much following and involved. All right, so Lakeland School District, it also has a levy on their ballot. What's going on there?
So Lakeland has it is a $7,520,000 levy. Now remember, this is a large district,
yeah,
mostly in Kootenai County. So that's what it is, $7,520,000.
And they don't have a permanent levy. If Lake Pendere School District was doing a levy, it would probably be the same size. The only difference is ours is permanent, so it's just ongoing, and Lakeland isn't permanent.
So
is it going to be permanent?
Right. So West Bonner County School District currently does not have a levy. They get their
not
funds
west,
from other
us
sources.
Us in Lake Pendere, us in Sandpoint. Oh, Lake Pendere School
they
has
do have a, levy, but it's a permanent
It's permanent,
levy.
Exactly. Correct. So we voted a long time ago on that.
About
done
8 years
deal.
Ago. Yep.
Yeah. So the $7 million for Lakeland is a they're going for a permanent this time.
No, it's a two-year.
It's a two-year.
It is a two-year.
All right. Thank you so much for that. All right. We're up against a break. We're going to take it right now.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a forester from Idaho Forest Group.
Bob, what's this I hear about spring cleaning?
Winter weather can be hard on your forest. Your timber usually needs a little tidying up of any down or damaged trees. This can help reduce both insects and fire danger.
What do you recommend?
If you own forest land, spring is typically a good time to make sure your trees are free of bugs and disease. Keep in mind, some species require specific timing of cleanup to avoid attracting more insects.
How would I check on my trees?
Have a pro take a look. Our foresters offer free evaluations on forest land of 10 acres or more, and they know how and when to schedule management in order to avoid further bug or disease problems.
That seems like a good idea.
One of the benefits is that we can often help give your forest land a park-like appearance, and you can earn cash in pocket for merchantable timber harvested.
How do I find out more?
Pick up the phone and call us at 208-772-6033, or you can visit us online at ifg.com. Idaho Forest Group is here to help with all your forest health needs.
A beautiful garden starts with quality plants, and the best plants are grown with love and care at the Flower Farm north of Sandpoint. The Flower Farm is open for the season and jam-packed with perfect pansies and heavenly hardy perennials ready to plant now. Plus, pick your gorgeous hanging baskets now while the selection is good. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 4 Sunday. Located on Selly Road, just off Colburn Culver. And remember, healthy plants for happy gardens are grown at the Flower Farm.
Well, it's official. Spring has finally sprung. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, and what better time to say out with the old and in with the new. With spring deals on stylish furniture for every room in your home. There are new arrivals in living room and dining room pieces, bedroom and home office furniture, and even area rugs. They are coming in weekly to be placed in our 20,000 square foot showroom. And like most of us, you probably have family and friends making plans for a visit this summer. Sandpoint Furniture has everything you need to get those sleeping arrangements figured out ahead of time. Mattress sets, sleeper sofas, or the popular Murphy cabinet that folds out into a queen-size bed in seconds. There when you need it, and out of sight when you don't. And for you bargain shoppers out there, make sure you stop by our Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center. It's packed with closeout deals, overstocks, discontinued items, and kids' rooms. Our delivery service extends in a 100-mile radius around the Sandpoint area, and we've been working hard to be your hometown furniture store for over 78 years. Sandpoint Furniture, still making your house a home.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. We've got it going on here with Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale catching us up on what is and isn't going to be on your ballot this coming May 20th. So I want you to repeat for them that they can go into the county office and get a sample ballot right now. They can find out, do I have a levy? Am I voting for this, voting for that? Or they can go online when?
Well, they can go online right now and find out actually if they even vote. That would be the fastest thing to do.
Oh,
and
if
they don't vote,
registered.
Then they don't really need to even come for a sample ballot because it doesn't apply to them.
Okay.
Like you, like your situation.
Yes. We're going to talk about that.
So do that. Go online, find out if you actually have something to vote. Most people do. 25,000 of us do.
Yeah.
About 8,000 of us don't.
Or they can go online next week and check it out. So you can know, am I voting in this district? This taxing district or that one, what's going on,
right.
Or not at all. All right, so West Bonner County School District, they have a levy for those folks. Lakeland School District going for a two-year $7 million and change levy. And then the Pondere City tax.
That is a 10% on short-term lodging like hotels, bed and breakfasts, that kind of thing.
Okay, it's like a resort tax.
Right.
Like Sandpoint has.
And again, what we're saying, we're not official summaries. These are not summaries of the official positions. These are just conversation. I don't want to be...
No, we're not.
I'm not promoting or demoting.
You're
I'm just
not
saying
promoting
that's
or demoting.
Is,
right? I can, but I don't have anything to say about that. I think a resort tax makes sense. I think Sandpoint has benefited from its resort tax, but that's for everybody to make up their mind in Pondere. You guys are the ones that are voting. It is your decision. All right, so sample ballots, we've talked about that. All right, now coming up, it's interesting to me that we have three Sandpoint City Council openings, and I thought somehow that was a part of the May 20th, and it isn't until like August that we even get to know who in the heck is running. Are they running opposed or unopposed?
Right.
So comment on that. How does that work? That
it will be later this
year.
It's
just later
that's
this
just
year?
The way it is. Yep.
The law says we don't get to.
The law actually points
there's
out.
No primary.
In odd years, there's a law. The law says certain districts are run. Their levies are run in May, mm-hmm. and other districts are run in November, and that's the law. Now they get to run levies on either of those dates,
okay.
But the actual board trustees, those people have a certain date. The one you're either in May or you're in November.
Okay.
Yep.
So for city council seats, it's November.
Yes.
Okay. And for like the library and the hospital,
May.
It's May. But because they're unopposed, and who knew there were even openings, they got elected. Is that right? Hospital
yes,
district
that's correct.
Too. Yeah. All right, well, that's the way it is. So just for FYI, the three city council, do you have the three city council positions that are going to open up in August for voting in November?
The city of Sandpoint tells us.
Yes. Joel Ospero, I always mispronounce his name. I'm sorry, Joel. Joel, Justin Dick, and Rick Hovart. Those are the three city positions, but you know, they're not open yet for them to file or for challengers. But FYI, those positions are coming up for election.
So there's the other thing I
want
to say.
What else do you have?
So there's two other. One is Spirit Lake Fire Protection District, which I don't know if we talked about or not. But that is, well, that's a temporary increase, and I think we did actually talk about that.
So,
but we have West Bonner Cemetery Maintenance District. And they are increasing it to $4 per $100,000. They're going to raise. They're going to move it to their total budget up to 142, or their total levy to 142,000 a year, and it's permanent, I believe. Yes, it's permanent.
If they run a permanent levy, can they like in subsequent years come back and run another temporary levy, like the permanent's in place,
yes.
And now we want to do a 2-year. We don't want to do another permanent.
Yes.
They can do that. So they can realize some increases if they need them over time.
Yes. The only handcuff they have or limitation they have is there is a statutory limitation on how much they can tax per a fraction of your property value of the, and they can't go above that no matter how much they beg and plead.
Okay, so a permanent levy can actually increase, but with a ceiling
on it? There's a ceiling on it,
okay,
yes.
Like the 3% the county commissioners are limited to, or there's a 3% thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, the 3% plus new construction.
So it's a mill rate cap.
That's one way to say it. There is one way to say it, exactly right.
Okay.
And there is a cap on that. And every taxing district has that except for schools.
Okay. So schools, once they run a permanent levy, it doesn't increase?
Schools are stay when they run a permanent one, it stays until they do something different. They may not want to do a new levy because that could then have them lose their permanent status of their existing levy.
Oh.
That's a different thing.
So if Lake Pendere School District that does have a permanent levy, if they decide, you know, we need a higher levy, and so they go back out for a levy, that kind of takes, that wipes the slate of that permanent levy, and they have to go back
so.
For all
that's
of it?
That's something we haven't really, oh, that's a bridge we haven't crossed.
Let's look into that, because I think that's important, because no wonder they wouldn't want to just willy-nilly go back and ask for more money, because if that eliminates the permanent, and then we're all back to square one on let's do a permanent, but a bigger
right.
permanent or whatever. All right, excellent. That's just really good information. I think that I want to let people know about, there's some people may be saying, you know, well, when do we get to vote for governor? When do we get to vote for mayor of Sandpoint? So explain that. Like, mayor of Sandpoint doesn't come for a re-election until?
I don't know when that term is up, but that's... what are you saying, Barbara? What are you whispering to me?
2027.
So yeah, so I don't track those. Those are actually the cities
yeah.
and taxing districts tax those. So the way it works is Bonner County, there was a election consolidation act that passed really quickly, and the state said basically the county is in the best position to run the elections. So the districts tell us what they want run on the ballot, and we run it for them. They track their own stuff.
I like that so much. I mean, it's just smart. We don't have to pay for a whole more election people or whatever. You've got the process. You're in control of it. And then for cities and fire district levies, you guys are
right.
Running the show, so to speak, in
yes.
terms of getting the ballots done, getting the ballots counted.
It works out very well.
It works out very well. There isn't, the governor will be reelected, and I think other state positions, I'm sorry, I don't have that list right now. Next year, 2026,
yes.
is the governor. We get to consider a new governor, unless Brad Little is not going to run again, and then the field will be wide open. All right, please repeat for our listeners how they can get all this information and much, much more online.
It's elections@bonnercountyid.gov. And you can always call us at 255-3631.
You know, like I said before, the website for the county elections is, well, the whole county website with all the other departments and all the other information that you need, really easy to navigate. If you aren't registered, boy, now is the time to get registered. Just go down to the county with all your ID and register, and Mike and his team will take care of you. All right, can you believe it? That's the last word, and I got it.
No, you didn't.
I got that last. No, I
thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for being here. Always good information. Thank you and your team for fair and secure elections. We didn't talk about how secure they are. We will the next time. Come on back next week, everybody. I'll be here. Hope you'll be here, too. Next week, Bonner County Sheriff Block Watch Program is on the agenda. You know, the summer season in spring and summer are coming, and it's usually bringing more crime. Now is the time to start to strengthen your block watch opportunities for our communities. And you know, they exist and they work in the rural areas too. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other. Slow down out there, slow down out on the lake, and may God richly bless you, my friends.